الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يحسن لنا جميعا الختام. كنا تكلمنا عن بعض المعاملات في الدرس السابق، نكمل الكلام في الدروس السابقة نكمل الكلام في هذا. We talked about different types of dealings in the previous classes. Let us continue in this class talking about this also. من جملة المعاملات الفاسدة بيع غير المكلف وعليه، يعني أن الإنسان الذي هو غير مكلف إما لم يبلغ بعد وإما مجنون لا يصح أن يبيع ولا أن يشتري. فإذا أردت أن تشتري شيئا من السوق لولدك وهو غير بالغ بعد فلا ترسل الولد ليشتري لنفسه، شراؤه هو لا يصح. وإن كان هناك أشياء تريد أن تبيعها أو إن كان ولدك يملك أشياء تريد أن تبيعها لمصلحته فلا تتركه هو يجري المعاملة، لأن غير المكلف المجنون وغير البالغ لا يصح أن يبيع ولا أن يشتري. One of the invalid transactions is for a non-pubescent person or a crazy one to buy or sell. So if you want that your little child gets something, you do not let this child buy it. And if this child owns something and you want to sell it on his behalf for his benefit or her benefit, do not let him or her sell it. واحد أهدى ولدك دراجة bicycle، أنت قبلت للولد الهبة، وهب الولد، أنت قبلت له الهبة لأنه صغير، أنت قبلت له. بعد ذلك الولد يريد أن يحصل على دراجة أخرى مثلا، لا تتركه هو يبيع هذه ولو كانت المصلحة في بيعها له، أنت بيع له، لأنه هو إذا باع لا يصح. For example, someone gives your child a gift, a bicycle, and you accept this gift on behalf of your child. You accept it for him. Then your child owns it. Later, he wants to get something else. Don't let this child who is not yet a pubescent sell it himself or herself, even if the benefit for the child, even if it is more beneficial for the child to sell it. You sell it on his behalf, for him, because it is not valid for a non-pubescent to buy or sell. إذا أردت أن يحصل ولدك إذا أردت أن يحصل ولدك على شيء في المدرسة قلم دفتر شيء يأكله وهو صغير ما بلغ بعد لا تعطيه المال ليشتري لنفسه أنت اشتري له. If you want your child to get something at for school or at school, a pen, a notebook, something to eat, something colorful, full of chemicals to drink, Don't give him or her money to buy that. You buy it for them. It is invalid for them to do the transaction. And believe me, they can live with that. Don't think that they cannot bear with it. They can live with that. وقال بعض الأئمة يصح بيع الطفل إذا كان وشراؤه إذا كان مميزا بإذن وليه. يأذن له وليه أن يشتري قلما ويعطيه المال يقول له اذهب فاشتري به قلما يصح عند ذلك إذا كان الطفل مميزا. Now some scholars said, الإمام أحمد in particular said that if the child was in the age of mental discrimination, if the child reaches the level of mental discrimination, he becomes مميز. Then if his guardian gives him money and tells him to buy something with it, then it is valid, according to the school of Al-Imam Ahmed. But the child needs to be at the stage of mental discrimination. أما لو اصطاد الطفل سمكة فإنها تدخل في ملكه. من البحر اصطاد سمكة مثلا أو من الأرض الموات أخذ حطبا فإنه يدخل في ملكه أو ثمرا. Take in consideration that if the child fishes a fish from the ocean, for example, then this fish becomes his. If he picks some fruits from a land which is not owned by anyone to take them, not that he picks to feed someone else, to take them for himself, they become his. If he picks some dead wood from a land which is not owned by anyone to take them for himself, then they become his. Which means you need to be careful how you deal with them. You deal with them in the best way that benefits the child. As far as you know. the best of your knowledge. واستثنى العلماء ما لو أعطى الأب ولده هدية ليوصلها إليك مثلا، يجوز لك عند ذلك أن تقبلها ولو كان الولد غير بالغ. The scholars made an exception that if the father gives his child something and tells him, go to so-and-so and give this thing to him as a gift. Tell him this is from my father as a gift. Even if this child is not pubescent, you can accept it. This is an exception. كذلك من المعاملات المحرمة بيع ما لا قدرة للمشتري على تسلمه. Among the prohibited transactions is to sell something that the buyer cannot receive, does not have the ability to receive it. كنا شرحنا هذا سابقا. We talked about this previously. قلنا مثلا واحد غصب بيتك، أخذ بيتك بالقوة بغير حق، بعد ذلك أنت بعته لزيد وأنت غير قادر على تسليم البيت لزيد، ولا زيد قادر على أخذ البيت من الغاصب من غير كلفة أو بكلفة بسيطة. في هذه الحال لا يصح البيع. An example for that is if you sell your house, first someone controls, takes your house from you unrightfully. So your house is no more under your control. Then you sell it to someone while you are unable to deliver the house to him. And the buyer is unable to take the house without paying, without big expense on his behalf. He is not able to do that. In this case, this contract of selling the house is invalid. ولذلك إذا آجر الإنسان شيئا لابد أيضا أن يكون قادرا على تسليم المنفعة التي آجر الشيء لأجلها، وإلا لا تصح الإجارة. Likewise, if someone rents something that he owns, he need to be able to deliver the benefit for which the rent took place to the one who rented that thing. If it was not, if the benefit was not available for the one who rented that thing, because you cannot deliver it to him and he cannot get it for one reason or another, then this contract is invalid. It would not be valid. You rent your house while it is rented by someone else. Still the contract. You rent your house for a year to someone, and before the year ends, you rent it to someone else. It doesn't work because he cannot get the benefit now. نعم. Yeah, you can rent one room, of course. كذلك من البيوع المحرمة من المعاملات المحرمة بيع ما لا منفعة فيه كما ذكرنا قبل. As we mentioned before, among the unlawful contracts is to sell something which is not beneficial. سواء كانت المنفعة معدومة حسا أو شرعا. سواء كانت المنفعة معدومة حسا أو كأنها غير موجودة لحكم الشرع. Whether this thing, يعني whether this thing is not beneficial physically or because of a religious judgment. فلا يصح مثلا بيع الخبز المحروق كما قلنا للأكل. As we said previously, it is not valid to sell the burnt bread to someone so they eat it. Usually bread is sold for what? To eat it. If it's burnt, can you get the benefit from it? No. وكذلك قلنا لا يصح بيع الآلات التي المحرمة آلات اللهو المحرمة لأن المنفعة التي فيها شرعا كأنها معدومة. We said also, if you remember, it is not valid to sell the prohibited musical instruments because the benefit that exists in them is not regarded religiously. ومثل ذلك صورة ذي روح. التي تكون بهيئة يعيش عليها ذلك الحيوان. Likewise, the picture of something that has a soul, a human being or other than a human being that has a soul, a picture, a complete picture that is in a way that it can, this thing, if it was real, then it would be alive. مثلا صورة حصان بثلاثة أرجل. Like the picture of a horse with three legs. It is prohibited to sell it. كما يحرم اتخاذها يحرم بيعها. Just as it is prohibited to keep it with you, to put it, preserve it, with you as it is prohibited to sell it. No. Whatever, paper, metal, woods, whatever. لا عم نحكي عن هاي، ما عم نحكي عن هديك. لكن استثنى الإمام مالك بيع اللعبة التي هي على هيئة بنت صغيرة لأجل أن تلعب بها بنت صغيرة، فقال هذا يجوز. But الإمام مالك said that it is permissible to sell a doll that has the shape of a little girl, that has the shape of a little girl, for a little girl to play with it. Just that. Okay? The doll that has the shape of a little girl for a little girl to play with it. أما عند الشافعية إن شاء يعطيها لبنته لكن لا يشتريها. The Shafi'i said he can keep it, he can give it to his daughter, but not to buy it. If it has the shape of a little girl and it is given to a little girl to play with it, only that, not if it is given to a little boy. Not if it has the shape of a little boy. Not if it has the shape of a grown girl. Only if it has the shape of a little girl and given to a little girl to play with it. No. حتى لو كان عندك صبي صغير لا تمكنه من أن يلعب بها. Even if you have a little girl and a little boy, do not let the little boy play with that doll. نعم. مالك. كذلك لا يصح بيع حبة قمح واحدة لأنه ليس فيها منفعة معتبرة أو حبتين. Likewise, it is not valid, it is not permissible to sell one grain of wheat or two grains of wheat only, because there is no benefit in that. One grain. It is haram to take it from someone else without his permission, even if it is one grain. But it is not valid to buy it. It doesn't have a value. You don't buy it. كذلك لا يصح بيع الفأرة والخنفساء والعقرب والحية والأسد والذئب. Likewise, it is not valid to buy a mouse, a cockroach, a scorpion, a rat, a beetle, a lion, a wolf. It is not. There is no benefit regarded religiously in them. أما الضبع يجوز لأنه يؤكل. As for the hyena, it is permissible to sell it because it is edible. والفهد يصح بيعه لأنه يعلم على الصيد مثل الكلب. The leopard. It is permissible to sell it because it can be trained to hunt like the dogs that hunt. كذلك الفيل يصح ينفع في القتال. Likewise, it is permissible to sell the elephant. It is beneficial in the battlefield. طيب. ولا يصح بيع ما لا يدخل تحت الملك. ما لا يصير مملوكا لأحد. مثل الرجل الحر الذي هو ليس عبدا. إذا أمسكت الآن رجلا أنا الآن واحدا منكم قلت من يشتري أبيع لا يصح. الحر إن لم يستعبد بالطريقة وكذلك الأرض الموات لا يصح بيعها إن لم يحيها الشخص. Likewise, it is not valid to sell what cannot be owned by someone. Like a free person. If this person is not a slave, it is not permissible to sell it. It is not valid. Like the land which is not owned by anyone before one revives it. الأرض الموات التي لم يجري عليها ملك لمسلم ليست مملوكة لأحد. لا أستطيع أن أقف هيك أمام أرض مثل هذه الأرض ثم أقول أنا تملكت من هنا إلى هناك. هذه ليست مملوكة لأحد. أنا تملكت من هنا إلى هناك. من يشتري؟ لا يصح. لأنها لا تدخل تحت الملك هكذا. لكن إن أحييتها، إما إن تملكتها بإحيائها، إما بزراعتها أو بالبناء فيها أو بجعلها مكانا لحفظ البهائم أو بنحو ذلك، بعد ذلك لي أن أبيعها، صارت ملكي فلي أن أبيعها. So if I come to a land which is not owned by anyone and I say, okay, I will take from it from here to there. This land is mine now. Who buys it from me? This is invalid. Yes, if I revive it, if I plant it, I prepare it to be planted and I plant it, or if I build it, I build in it, or if I make it a place to keep animals in it, then it becomes mine by this, and then I can sell it. But before that, it cannot be owned by me, by just saying, I take from here to there. كذلك من البيوع المحرمة بيع المجهول. لا بد أن يكون المبيع والثمن معلومين، الثمن والمثمن لا بد أن يكونا معلومين غير مجهولين، لأن بيع المجهول غرر، وقد نهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الغرر. It is not permissible to sell something which is not unknown, which is not known. Both the sold item and the price need to be known. Because if any of them is unknown, this includes a risk. And this is why it is prohibited. One of the two sides knows what he gets, the other does not know. كأن يقول له بعتك أرضا من هذين الأرضين، من هاتين الأرضين. Like if someone tells another person, I now sell you one piece among those two pieces of land, without precising which one. أو بعتك أحد هذين الثوبين، or now I now sell you one of those two dresses. أو بعتك هذا الشيء بألف دراهم ودنانير من غير تحديد عدد الدراهم كم من الدراهم وكم من الدنانير. Or I now sell you this house for 2,000 dinars and dirhams without precising how many dinars and how many dirhams. أو بعتك ملء بيتي قمحا وملء البيت قمحا غير معروف كم هو. Or I now sell you an amount of wheat that fills my house, that is enough to fill my house or to fill this room. And actually it is not known how much, what is the amount that fills the house or the room. In such cases, في مثل هذه الأحوال, البيع غير صحيح. The selling is invalid. ويحرم بيع النجس كالدم. It is also invalid to sell something which is najas. Najas, filthy. Like blood. ومثل البول. Like urine. ومثل روث البهائم. Like the feces of the animals. لا يصح بيعها. It's not valid to sell them. لأنها نجسة. Because it is najas, filthy. ومثل النجس, مثل العين النجسة, المتنجس الذي لا يمكن تطهيره. A similar rule applies to the item which is originally tahir, pure, but it became contaminated by a najasa in a way that it cannot become pure again. مثل زيت وقع فيه دم أو بول. Like some oil in which blood fell. Or a little bit of urine. All of it becomes najas, filthy, and you cannot purify it. Any quantity of oil. It's not like water. Even if the oil is a lot and a non-exempted najasa falls in it, then it becomes najas, filthy, all of it. It's not like water. وأما التبرع فإذا احتاج الإنسان الدم كيف يأخذه؟ So if someone needs blood, how does he acquire it? يتبرع إن لم يجد طريقة إلا بدفع المال. If he cannot find any way to acquire it, except by paying money, يتبرع هو للذي يعطيه بالمال وذاك يتبرع له بالدم. من باب التبرع لا من باب البيع والشراء. In this case, he gives money to the person who wants to give the blood as a gift, and that person gives him the blood without selling it to him. And he wants to acquire the money. That's what he cares about. So you tell him, this is not buying and selling. You give the blood, I'll give you the money as a gift. أما التبرع بعضو من الإنسان الحي لآخر من مسلم حي لمسلم آخر حي فهذا فيه اختلاف بين العلماء. As for donating an organ from an alive Muslim to another Muslim who is alive, is this permissible or not? There is difference in opinions among the scholars about it. منهم من قال ممنوع. Some scholars said it is not permissible, period. ومنهم من قال إن كان ذاك يحتاج إليه لدفع الموت عنه وإلا يعني وإلا يموت عادة إن كان يحتاج إليه بحيث إن لم يتبرع له بالعضو يموت عادة ولم يكن هناك سبيل إلا هذا والمتبرع بالعضو لا ينظر إلا الألم فقط لا يلحقه ضرر الآن ولا في المستقبل بتبرعه بهذا العضو فيجوز. Some other scholars said if donating this organ is needed for the other Muslim, if this is not done, this other Muslim will die, usually. يعني. And there is no other way to treat him. And if it is donated by this Muslim to that other Muslim, the person who donates the organ is not harmed other than pain. It is not harmed other than pain, neither now nor in the future, then it is permissible. أما ما يتكلم به في هذه الأيام بعض المنتسبين إلى العلم ممن هم غارقون في الحقيقة في الجهل ويبيحون الأمر من غير قيود من غير القيود المعتبرة فهؤلاء لا يلتفت إلى كلامهم. Some people nowadays who are really ignorant people about the religious rules, they say that this issue is permissible without taking in consideration the proper conditions. Those people, one should not listen to them. They're saying is like nothing. أما من الميت المسلم فلا يجوز. as from a dead Muslim, it is not permissible, period. وَمَنْ أَجَازَ ذَٰلِكَ فَقَدْ خَالَفَ شَرْعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. And anyone who says that you can do that, you can take from a dead Muslim an organ to plant it in another person, is perverting the rules of the religion. بالتبرع. هذا ليس بيعا, هذا تبرع. This is not selling and buying. This is donating, giving. It's not valid to sell it. In the case, yes, of being alive. Some doctors, يعني be aware, if you need a surgery, who does it for you? Be aware. Some doctors would go into the surgery, and after you are, it's done, really you would be losing an organ that you don't know about it. Sometimes someone goes and surgery is made for him, and once it's done, he cannot see with one of his eyes, for example. What happened really that they took something from his eye. They would sell it later, for example. Or one of his kidneys disappears. Be careful. This is a wide prohibited trade. Especially in some countries. Well, it's done in several countries, but some countries are more famous about it. Especially if you are a poor person and not knowledgeable enough to know what's going on. سبحان الله. كذلك يحرم بيع كل مسكر. Likewise, it is prohibited to sell every intoxicating drink. يعني كل شراب يعطي نشوة وطربا ويغير العقل. كل شراب يغير العقل ويعطي نشوة وطربا لا يجوز بيعه. This means every drink that changes the mind and gives ecstasy or enchantment, it is prohibited to sell it or buy it. هذا يقال له خمر. This is called خمر. سواء كان من عصير العنب أو من غير ذلك. Whether it is made from the grape juice or other than that. في الأصل الخمر تعمل من عصير العنب. Originally, the wine usually was made from the grape juice. يؤتى بالعنب يعصر. They squeeze the grapes. ثم يترك. Then it would be left in a container, في إناء. بعد مدة يحصل فيه غليان وحده يعني من غير نار، ونشيش يصدر صوتا غليانا مع نشيشا مع نشيش هكذا. After some time it becomes to bubble and it gives a certain sound like shh, like that. At that moment في هذا عندما يصير في هذه الحال يكون تحول خمرا. It becomes wine. ثم ينتظر حتى شربة الخمر، لكن شربة الخمر لا يشربونه في تلك الحال. But the people who drink wine do not drink it at that stage. ينتظرون حتى ينزل ويصفو. They wait until the level of it gets back down and it becomes more clear. عند ذلك يشربونه. Then they drink it. ويبقى خمرا محرمة إلى أن يصير فيه حموضة. It remains prohibited drink, a prohibited drink, until its taste changes towards sourness. في لم عندما يحصل ذلك يكون تحول خلا. إن حصل. If this happens, then this means that it changes into vinegar. عند ذلك يجوز شربه. Then it is permissible to drink it, to use it. إن تحول بنفسه. If the change occurs by itself, من غير إضافة شيء إليه. Without adding anything to it. أما لو أضيف شيء إليه حتى يتخلل يصير خلا نجسا عند تخلله. Now if anything is added to it to become vinegar, it becomes a najas, filthy vinegar. مثلا وضع فيه قطعة خبز وهو خمر، وضع فيه قطعة خبز حتى يتخلل بسرعة، أو بصلة أو غير ذلك، أو أضيف إليه ماء أو غير ذلك. For example, while it is wine, water is added to it, or a piece of bread was put in it, or an onion was put in it, so it becomes vinegar quickly. In this case, the vinegar, the resulting vinegar is najas, filthy, because this thing that you add to the khamr, it becomes najas, filthy. And when the khamr changes into vinegar, this thing contaminates it. And it becomes najas, filthy. أما لو تخلل بنقله من الشمس إلى الظل أو من الظل إلى الشمس فلا يؤثر. On another hand, if you remove the container from the shade to the sun or from the sun to the shade, and this is why it turns into vinegar, this does not affect. The vinegar is pure. ومثل خمر العنب في الحكم كل سائر السائم، ومثل خمر العنب في الحكم سائر الأشربة المسكرة. The same rule applies, يعني just as the wine is prohibited, every intoxicating drink is prohibited. Every thing which is made originally to be drunk, if it intoxicates, then it is prohibited to sell it or buy it. ولو كان كثيره يسكر دون قليله فله نفس الحكم. Even if a little quantity of it does not intoxicate, only a big quantity is needed to intoxicate, it still has the same judgment. It is najas, filthy, and it is prohibited to sell it or buy it. حتى لو اشتري ليستعمل في شيء آخر, even if it is bought to be used in something else other than drinking it, حرام بيعه وشراؤه. It is prohibited to sell it and buy it. مثل هذا الاسبيرتو, like the ethyl alcohol that they sell. هذا روح الخمر. The ethyl alcohol that they take from from the grapes. طيب, طيب خلونا نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. أحد له سؤال؟ Do you have questions? Let me say something before I forget. الله يبارك فيكم. We talked yesterday about something that few things that we would talk about them tonight. مهيك. Let's delay this to Saturday. Let's make the day of Saturday the whole day for that. Like this, some of you will no. Okay, like this, you wouldn't leave before Saturday. Inshallah ta'ala. I was joking. For Saturday, inshallah, we'll delay. So tonight we will not have this. Tomorrow night, I hope, if anyone did not take al-tariqa rifa'iyya and he wants to take it, inshallah, tomorrow night we'll do that. Yeah, it is interesting. Inshallah, we will talk about a booklet that was authored by one of the famous scholars as an advice to his son. His son was a negligent person, and he authored this book as an advice to be given to his son. So I think we all benefit from that. MashaAllah. I will not be afraid. Go ahead. تفضل. You can take. If the one who donates the organ is not a Muslim, also you can take the organ from him. You would. هيك هو انه انا استعملته, اما المال الذي اعطيتك فانا اسامحك به. عندما يذكر الشخص ينوي ذلك. تفضل محمد. If someone at one point of time made an invalid dealing with someone, and that was another person, and he doesn't remember who is this person, to go back to him and fix things with him, what does he do? He makes his intention that whenever he remembers, he tries to know him. If he doesn't arrive to that, he makes his intention that whenever he knows, he remembers who is this person, he will go back to him to fix it with him. تفضل محمد.
ما له علاقة كتير بالدرس بس مثلا مجلس الدرس انا.
تفضل.
اذا واحد عنده ارض ويلي في لها علامات معينة اللي هي بتشكل الحدود له، ولكن العلامة اللي محطوطة تسبب اذى للصاحب الارض، مثل حديدة مشكوكة بالارض طولها كذا ذراع، اذا واحد وقع بيقدر، فهل له انه يبدلها بشغله ونحط شغله ثانيه محلها؟ هذا السؤال الاول.
واحد هيدي ملك مين الحديده؟
وضعت during the survey، محل ما بيعملوا سيرفي
وضعت ملك من؟ ان كانت ملكه او كانت ملك غيره فوضعت في ارضه وهو لا يريدها في ارضه، يقول لصاحبها خذها من ارضي ويضعه على ما أخرى. أما إن كانت موضوعة في أرض غيره،
هذا الأرض الفاصل يعني هذا.
بس إما أن تكون في أرضه أو في أرض غيره.
طيب. السؤال الثاني كمان بيتعلق بالجار وبالهلا. إذا كان واحد عنده أرض كمان وعلى الحدود أرضه كان هناك شجرة، لكن هذه الشجرة على بأرض جيرانه وقعت على أرضه وبذلك تسبب سم، هل له أن يأتي يقول للجار أنت بتشيل الشجرة؟
أليست ملك جاره؟
أيوة.
أليست هي الآن في أرضه؟
في أرضي.
أليست في أرضي الآخر؟
أيوة.
يقول لمالكها خذ أغراضك من عندي.
إنه من حيث الدفع، لأنه بده يدفع حتى يشيل الشجرة.
هو هذا الغرض له، خذ أغراضك من أرضي.
بارك الله فيك.
بلاش بمصاري شأنه.
لأن هون بيقولوا له حسب قانون البلاد.
أنا عم بحكي على حسب حكم الشرع، أما قانون البلد أنتم أدرى به. تفضل.
بارك الله فيك.
وبك. ما بصح الشراء، ما بصح. It is not permissible to buy an organ, neither from a Muslim nor from a non-Muslim, from a human person, an organ. It's not permissible.
إذا هلا شخص عنده بيت وبيعه، شخص آخر اشتراه، بس هذا البيت مسكون من شخص آخر، ما فيصل مياه. انت قلت انه عادتها
لا الملك مبلا
لا، لانه اذا في شخص مستاجر منه مستاجر غصبه يعني ساكن فيه بصير عندنا بلبنان هلا قلت انت اذا اللي اشترى البيت اذا دفع كلفه محدوده
قليله يعني لا ينظر اليها في العاده
يعني ليس مثل بصير عندنا في لبنان عاده بس مشان سؤال اخر مشان مثلا الخل نحن وقت بنشتري الخل مش بنعرف انه هولي
When you buy vinegar, you don't know sometimes. You might doubt, did they add something to it or they did not? Originally, to make the vinegar, you don't need to add anything. So because you doubt, and originally, you don't need to add something else, you can buy it. Even while you are doubting. But if you know that they add things to it, then you do not buy it. And if you want, you can make your own vinegar, which is not difficult.
He said if a child gets a gift and they are under, they are not.
Or a smart person among us makes. Yeah, like a big amount of vinegar and sells it to others in the proper way. They will know that he is doing it for sure. in the proper way. تفضل.
He said if the child receives a gift and they're under mumayyiz, that the guardian can't give it without the authorization. Does the child have to say anything? Or
can you repeat, please?
The child who is under mumayyiz, who has received the gift, cannot the guardian cannot sell that gift for a bigger benefit without the child, the authorization of the child.
No, I didn't say that. I said the guardian, whether the child is mumayyiz or not, when dealing with the belongings of the child, the little child who is not pubescent yet, needs to do it in the way that is the most beneficial to the child. This is how it is. تفضل سعد.
معدومة أو غير كأنها غير موجودة. هاني نفس التعبير الاثنين العبارتين.
إيه نفس المعنى.
بارك الله فيك.
وفيك.
تفضل.
He doesn't let him think that he is buying from him his blood. No. Yeah. Otherwise, he is as if he is. As if he is ordering the other person to do an unlawful transaction. No, he makes it clear for him, I am not buying. You donate the blood and I donate this amount to you. Yeah. ولو بس منه بيع وشراء. تفضل. ايه نعم مما يصعب في العادة الاحتراز عنه لا يؤثر الذي يصعب لا اما الذي يسهل في العادة الاحتراز عنه يحترز عنه بعضهم يقول إذا أردت أن تحصل على الخل من غير أن يمر العصير أولا بمرحلة الخمرية فاجعل العصير في جرة من الفخار واجعل فيها أثر الخل يعني من الأول عندما تضع العصير اجعل أثر الخل فإنه يتخلل من غير تخمر أنا ما جربت هذا يمكن أنتم تجربوا شوية خل أثر a trace of it. Some people say if you want to obtain the vinegar without the grape juice going through the stage of being wine first. Then you put the juice in a container of clay and you put in it a trace of vinegar. Then it turns into vinegar without being first wine. I did not try it. But this is what some scholars said and I did not try it.
Can you buy something from a buyer and then give it back to him as a gift with the intention of helping him out so that he can make more money? Can you do that?
Yeah, you buy it from him and then later you give it to him as a gift. It is permissible, but when you have something and you give it as a gift to someone else or you sell it or the like, try not to get it again. If they want to give it back to you, don't take it. It's not haram to take it, but don't take it. اللي بتبيعه أو بتوهبه إذا حدا رجع عطاك إيه ما تاخده. منه حرام بس ما تاخده. Go ahead.
Fish for his family and provide food for them as bait worms.
Let me review this case. I'll get back to you, inshallah, with the answer.
You also said that the hyena meat was permissible to eat?
Yeah, if you slaughter the hyena, or if you hunt it with an arrow, or with dogs, or the like cheetahs, or the like, then it is permissible. It is permissible to eat. It is edible. It is like a deer. Just like a deer. Although this is an exception. The rule is the animal that hunts, that kills, preys with the with their canine, with their teeth, then it is prohibited to eat it. This is the general rule. But there are few exceptions. The hyena is one of them. A hyena and a fox are exceptions in this case. Fox, because it is weak in this issue. The hyena, because the Prophet mentioned explicitly that it is an exception. This is what Al-Shafi'i said. Now, in the school of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, eating hyena is not permissible. So it, yeah, there is difference in opinions about it. But the Shafi'is consider the hadith pertaining to that a confirmed one. بعدين إن شاء الله تفضل دكتور بسام. نفس المراحل في غير عصير الخمر بيصير هيك
يعد مسكر هو يسكر
وبعدين بيتخلل
لا ما بعرف إذا بيتخلل بس بيستعملوا بأمور مثل سبيرتو ما شرط
أي شراب يعطي نشوة وطربا ويغير العقل فحكمه حكم الخمر شباب تفضل
شيخنا لو تشرح لنا عن طريقة عمل الكبيس يعني ما عمل لك طبخ انت عمول انه الكبيس لما ينكبس بيعمل فوران وبيعمل
أزيز. ويسكر
انا ما شاربه هو عم بيأز
الناس بيعرفوا
اذكر انه بدهم ينتظروا 40 يوم حتى يتخلى يصير هذا
لأجل الطعم أما يسكر أنا لا أعرف أنه يمر في مرحلة يسكر فيها حاجة أنا لا أعرف ذلك تفضل
شيخ الولد إذا أخذته على الصيد
نعم
سمك.
نعم
إذا اصطاد سمك دخلوا في ملكه
صح
فيك تأكل منهم
إذا بدك بتقول لأمه تشتريهم منك بعد ما أمه تشتريهم منك بالسعر اللي هو سعر المثل بتخليك تأكل منهم إذا بدك مثلا بدك أو بالطعمية هون لإله if a child catches some fish and you want to eat from them, you need to buy them from the guardian of this child. If the guardian thinks that this is what is more beneficial for the child.
شو بتعمله بالمصاري؟
تصرفها عليه لمصلحته. بتشيلهم على جنب إذا بدك. يعني تنظر شو مصلحته. علي.
Selling of the wheat, like the wheat that will fill up the room.
Yeah.
But if you can know the dimensions.
No, if you know the volume, then you and the buyer, you both know what does that mean. Then it is valid, of course.
You mentioned about the leopard.
Uh-huh.
Is there a distinction between the leopard and the cheetah Islamically?
Let me ask you. Does the leopard, after the leopard, I know for sure that cheetah, when it can be trained, whether it is small or big, The leopard, if it is big, if it's not still a small leopard, can you train it to hunt? It is, it depends on that. It depends on that. Some scholars, they said, let me, yani there is something that I think they use the term Namer, which is usually we use it for the tiger to refer to the leopard sometimes. I need to be more sure about this issue, then I'll give you back an answer. But it depends on this thing. If it can be taught, if it can be trained while it is big, old, then you can sell it for that. If not, then you can only sell the little one that can be trained. Tfaddali. No. طيب, okay, yeah, go ahead. It's okay.
When you say guardian of the child, does that mean mother and father?
No, when we say guardian of the financial guardian, the mother cannot be a financial guardian. We are referring to the father, then his father, then the one appointed by the father before his death, then the one appointed by the judge, like that. Tfaddali. Then the judge might appoint his mother. This is something else. But first, the father, his father, then the one appointed by the father before he dies, if the child is an orphan.
Sometimes at school, they ask them to sell an orange or chocolate in the neighborhood to benefit their team where that child belongs. Is it permissible if the parents are assisting that person? Or it's
the parents of the child, who is selling?
The child is going around the neighborhood.
It is not valid. And did the owner of this chocolate, of those chocolate bars or oranges or whatever, did they authorize the parents to do it?
It doesn't matter for them. Yes, they want to
make it. I know it does not matter for them. Did they authorize?
I don't know. I would
ask. If the parents want to do that, they need to have the authorization of the owner, and then they can do it. The child cannot sell or buy. وفيكم تفضلي. The non-pubescent child, the little child. Yes, but not pubescent yet. He cannot.
Is there an age limit for the little girl to play with the doll?
Can you repeat?
Is there an age limit for the little girl to play with the doll?
Age limit? I did not ask about that. For sure, if she becomes pubescent, that's it. But before that, is there an age limit? I did not ask about that. I will check it, inshallah.
Another thing, like sometimes when cooking, they have something called red wine vinegar or white wine vinegar. Is this permissible if you don't know?
What is that?
It's like vinegar, and then they have other ingredients added to it, but I don't know what the process is in how they make it. They use it in a lot of Chinese dishes, I think.
Does it have wine in it?
It says red wine vinegar, but they say it's non-alcoholic.
Oh, let me draw your attention. I don't know. I don't know the ingredients to give you an answer. But let me draw your attention to something. Sometimes they have alcohol, they have wine, and then they say that they treat it until it does not have alcohol at all in it. Here, you need to pay attention to two things. Even if they treat it, it remains najas, filthy. It is najasa. So one cannot drink it. Even if it is not intoxicating anymore, it is still najasa. So one cannot drink it. And the second issue, a little amount of wine, if it contains a little amount of wine, for many people they consider this like nothing. So they do not count it when they talk about the ingredients. So take those two matters in consideration in different in certain cases. Yes, go ahead, sister.
If a Muslim is involved in an operation for removing an organ,
yeah,
from a non-Muslim,
yes,
who's only being kept alive by a machine,
okay,
then what's the ruling?
So this, what is this Muslim doing?
Actually operating, like removing it, helping. He's not the first assistant, he's not the main surgeon, but he's assisting.
For, like, to plant an organ?
To take the organ out of a person who's actually brain dead, but just being kept alive by the machine.
Who is not Muslim?
Not Muslim. But the doctor is Muslim.
And now he is still alive.
Who?
The patient.
No, the patient is actually dead. Like, definition is brain dead, but he's only being kept alive by the machine. So
our definition of death is when the soul leaves the body.
Okay.
So, if the patient is dead and his relatives do not object to that, then one can help in that. If it is na'am? No, if he is dead. If he is alive, then I don't want to go into it. There are details pertaining to that issue. I don't want to go through them. Because he is not aware of what's done to him or her. I don't want to go into that. Tfaddal.
What's the case of the blood transfusion?
It is permissible.
Yeah. Not only from Muslim to Muslim?
No. From Muslim to non-Muslim, from non-Muslim to Muslim, depending on the case. Tfaddali Dawiya.
Child comes to the door, a non-pubescent child comes to the door selling, as in Sister Fatima's example, selling, you know, chocolates or cookies for their school or something, and you don't know that they that the parents authorized, you imagine that they didn't. Is it permissible to accept the item that the child wants to give you and make it clear to the child that you're giving the child, to accept it as a gift and make it clear to the child that you're giving the child money?
Don't take the item. Don't take the item. Go ahead, sister.
Okay, a Muslim can use a non-Muslim organ, even if the non-Muslim is dead?
If the non-Muslim is dead, yeah, it is permissible. Tfaddali, Umm Waleed. Yeah? Nah. But they serve everyone, don't they? It is permissible. Tfaddal Shahid. Actually, many times when you give blood, this benefits your body. It's kind of similar to, in some way, to al-fasad, which is a way of treatment for certain issues. Na'am, tfaddal.
If you have 10 boxes of items, Muslim toiletries, and you open one box and it has 100 in there, and you look at one, and Shabbat, can you buy the, all of them, more than the 10 boxes?
According to other than the Shafi'i school? Yeah, if they are well described, yeah, why not?
Second question. If a guardian sends a child below Mumayyiz to buy or sell something,
it does not work. If the child did not reach the stage of mental discrimination, even Al-Imam Ahmad does not say that he can buy with the permission of his guardian.
Is the parent sinful for that?
They have not to do it. It is prohibited for them to do it. Yes, right. معي أنا لست فقيها حنبليا.
إذا أردنا أن نأخذ بهذا القول هل يشترط أن نعرف ابن الولي؟
وإلا كيف تأخذ بهذا القول؟
يعني الولد يأتيك بمال لا تستطيع أن تقول.
هل أنت تعرف أن وليه أعطاه؟ إذا ظننت أن وليه أعطاه، أما إن شككت لا تأخذ. تفضل إلياس. يعني sometimes you know Raed even without asking the parent that the parent gave him. Sometimes you don't.
تفضل. The other day when you were talking about you said that it was revealed to Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that
صلى الله عليه وسلم
that he was going to about Zainab, about
yes.
To marry her. Was it revealed to him while...
Oh, when that was revealed? Yes. I don't know. Now I don't remember exactly when it was revealed to him. Yes, sister.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
Could you hold it?
What is the what? Non-Muslim, male or female?
Female.
The Muslim female in front of a non-Muslim female, she can uncover her head, her neck, her forearm. يعني what she usually uncovers when she works at home. What she needs to uncover when she works at home. To that extent. Before a non-Muslim female. Non-Muslim.
Okay, the Muslim looks at of the non-Muslim female.
I didn't ask about that. الأخضر. شو قصدك بالأخضر؟ اللي جوا الذي في داخله صار قاسيا أم ما زال طريا يؤكل كله أم فقط ما في داخله؟ ما سألت وفيكم. تفضلي بغض.
Her habit, what she uncovers, or what is the norm in her area to uncover?
No, what she usually, what a woman, not she herself. Yeah, I know, well, someone might uncover, like, most of her body when she works at home. No, this is not what's meant. What usually women uncover when they work at home. Like what I said, the head, the forearm, the foot, something like that. Barakallahu feekum. Let us, okay, Zahira, and let us stop questions. Please. يعني after الله يبارك فيكم. وعليكم السلام. So we can continue يعني together, otherwise you need to continue without me. تفضلي زاهرة.
Is it okay to use the small doll as a teaching instrument for like new parents to show them how to take care of the baby and how birth happens?
With the little
like a little baby doll, like one that like a little child would play with, you know, so that they'll have some sort of idea
with
as to when they give birth what they'll
let me tell you something. For like let's say maybe 5,000 years or maybe more, females or people learned how to take care of their babies without the need of that. So this is not something which is essential. Like for thousands and thousands of years, people learned many things without the need of pictures of alive things. And now some people, they might come and tell you, well, this is needed to teach the child. Millions of children, millions and millions, they learned before without the need of that. And they learned very well, and many times much better than how our children are taught. There is no need for that. Barakallahu feekum. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم